Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Come on, baby, we better make a
Welcome start. Back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. A lot of stuff there, including the body of work that Ramon Ray has deposited with us over the years, the long years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. And you can find all that right there that he's said or written and that we have captured, he's given us permission to use. So check it out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget, and also my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. So check that out. A lot of new stuff there as well. Ramon Ray is our guest. He's the author of Technology Resources for Growing Businesses. Is that the new one, Ramon?
Yeah, that's right. The new one. Thank you very much.
Technology Resources for Growing Businesses, wherever books are sold. And smallbiztechnology.com is his website. Ramon, we're talking about basically, if you think about it, what we've been talking about for the last two segments, helping small business owners get their authentic side out there, get the audio, the video, whatever it may be. Basically, what you're talking to them about is becoming publishers. Now, maybe that term, publisher, might put some people off a little bit, but the truth is, it's never been easier, it's never been lower cost, and in my opinion, you've never had more help available to become a publisher, and if you can be a publisher, you can differentiate yourself in a way that maybe you never could have before. What do you think?
No, I think it's so true. I mean, I think of a friend of mine, Nina Kaufman. She's a New York lawyer. There's a lot of lawyers in New York City and the New York area, as you know, Jim, a dime a dozen. You can spit and you hit a lawyer.
Yep.
What she's done different is talk about partnerships, breaking up and being together. This has been her niche. Why? Because every week she's writing a blog post. And again, blogs are a dime a dozen, but they're still important about how you can have partnerships, what the things you can watch out for. She even wrote publicly about the breakup of one of her partners, meaning in her business.
Huh.
So that kind of thing has grown her business incrementally, but it's important. So whether you're a bread maker, whether you're selling boxes, whether you have a dog kennel, you need to start writing and sharing some of the knowledge you have about that industry.
Well, you know, and the thing that I really keep coming back to, and you've helped us with this over the years, Ramon, and that's the concept of local. Local, and not only local geographically, but local in terms of community. If you put up a video and in a year's time only 100 people watch that video, well, if those 100 people are your customers or prospects who actually can do business with you, then you've had a pretty good year with that little video, in my opinion. I mean, that's the beauty of small business owners, small business. We don't have to conquer the world in order to be successful. So when we say published, we don't mean that you have to be the New York Times or Time Magazine or Forbes Magazine. All you got to do is publish to your local communities, your local customers, your local prospects. What do you think?
Right. No, and I think that's so. I think, Jim, you hit the nail on the head as you always do. I think that you said you don't have to conquer the world. You know, the Microsoft and IBM, these big company global brands, they need to conquer the world. You know, they move on billions and
Walmart,
millions of people.
Exactly.
Right. Walmart. They're great companies. But for us small businesses, if you have 75 customers and 10 or 20 of them are reading what you're writing, guess what? They're most likely, the chances of them going to buy from somebody else are lower because every week or every month they're hearing from you. You have their brain share. You have their mind share. You will keep more of their wallet share. And so this is what we mean by being publishers. And not something big, even just a simple, every week I'm going to go to Tumblr or WordPress or Blogger.com, whatever works for you, and I'm going to write. It's got to be well-written. No spelling mistakes, have a nice headline, but write something.
But there's no reason why, if you're not a great writer, we do know that you have it inside your head. We do know you have great ideas and great thoughts and great emotions inside your head, inside your heart. Say that to somebody who is a good writer. There's nothing wrong with publishing how other people write what you say. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
And if that's what it takes to write a script for a YouTube, and I'll tell you something, Ramon, one of the best ways to get this done, and it's just a great way, and that is using using college interns. What do you think?
Ah, yes, yes. Very good point. And again, whether you pay them or whether they come at no financial cost to you, that's a great way to start, because these guys often, if you can't write well, they know how to write well in most cases. So
I tell people to pay your interns.
I agree.
Minimum wage is at a minimum. You're going to teach them something too, but at a minimum, right. Pay them minimum wage. And I'll tell you what, you may find that intern that you hired, you may want to hire them full time after that. Good way to do prospecting. Hey, Ramon, give us that website one more time, please.
Jim, thank you very much. www.smallbiztechnology.com. A pleasure to be here.
Hey, let's have a good 2012 together. What do you think?
It sounds very good to me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too. After the news, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.